I may have to take a nudding, I don't know.
Folks used to wear big hats in the field, didn't they, when you wore...
When they had, could get one, they wore.
Yeah.
But us didn't, couldn't get none. Mama made us bonnets. You ever seen a bonnet? I know you have.
Yeah, right.
The folks made them then for the children.
When you were picking in the field, what did you put, say, cotton in? What would you put it in? What kind?
In the cotton sack. Had a strap on it, and it drug. Sometimes you could put 100 pounds of cotton in. If you get up in the morning, get that new cotton, you get 100 in there. That's right.
Well, how much could you pick in a day?
I pick 200 to 300 every day. Every day I live.
Mm-hmm.
Till here about 2 years ago, I quit. I got sick. I can pick cotton now, but I wouldn't pull it. I'd pick cotton if I had a little child. The hold it, walk along, let me put it in the sack.
Wasn't that rough on your fingers, hands?
It didn't do a thing to my hand. But this pick. It don't bother you, pick cotton.
Now, how would you call your cows in from the field, that sort of thing?
I said, quiet, 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 and call them. It was with a little white woman, she said, quiet, quiet, and every one of them would come running. That's what we do. She found this Moth Ann Regan.
Really? My granddaddy used to say, "Quench." You ever hear that?
Yeah, yeah. They you can learn them.
Okay.
You can learn them anything you want.
What about pigs?
You can call them. You can call the chicken. I ain't got no teeth. I can't call them now, but I got some, but I don't like to wham.
Uh-huh.
But you can call your chicken.
How do you call them?
Just say, see, I can't do that now on camera.
Yeah.
Chicka, 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 chicka.
And pigs?
Oh, pigga, 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 pigga. Just call them, they come. They'll come if you train them. They'll come.
You plowed horses and mules.
I plowed a mule.
How would you talk to them in
the field?
Tell
them, come here. Gee, ha, whoa. And he stopped.
Yeah. What if you wanted to get him up to a buggy? You do what?
Just came up there and put him in there. When you get it, hit up there and say, come up. Here you go. Hit him with the line. Here you go. Here you go.
Did you ever ride a horse?
Mm-hmm. Plenty of time.
What was the furthest you ever?
Rode a horse?
Yeah.
From the field back to the house. But I had a daughter could ride them. She'd ride them all down the little town everywhere. She could beat them boys ride.
You put your feet in?
It was stood. She could ride them. Sometimes she'd lay down there, she'd lay on them horses and hump her head and go down below town to her grandma and back in a little while. She liked to ride horses.
A horse has four
foot?
Yeah, but used to nail stuff in...
Horseshoe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In his what?
In his feet. They got round feet, a horse and a mule,
yeah.
But a cow got a split feet. You know, this hoof is split.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hog, a cow.
A hog has split?
Yeah, they have. They have 4 and 5 toes just like us hogs do.
I didn't know that. I thought they just had 2.
Well, they is. Bill's got 2. That's a chicken got them. Bill's got 2. They got 2. And then a little one set up, you know, on the side.
Yeah. Did you ever keep little chickens? Where would you keep them, little chickens?
I ain't never kept none. I only let, turn them loose and put them in the coop with the hen, turn them out and let them go with the hen. I ain't never raised none of them brooder chickens.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't never.
What would you put in a chicken's nest, kind of to make him think he had an egg in there?
You don't put nothing in there unless you had an artificial egg. You put it in there, but if you make them nest it, they go in and lay. They know to go in them and lay. They go up there and lay.
Yeah.